The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Let's talk about those gas cuts. The European Union proposing that over the coming months, including over winter, that all member states, which would include Ireland, of course, that we would cut our consumption of natural gas by 15%. Now, what does that mean for the state? What does it mean for the economy, for businesses, and of course, for you, the consumer? Let's try and find out. Ciarán Cuff is a Green Party MEP for Dublin. Paul Dean is a research professor at University College Cork. And Conor Minogue is IBEX senior executive with responsibility for infrastructure, energy and environmental policy. Folks, you're all very welcome to the show. Let's talk about business for a moment then, Conor. Do we know how this will work for businesses? Are businesses prepared? Have they any clarity?
Yeah, thanks, Ciarán. Yeah, so it's still early days. We're going through the documents that were published today. But from the looks of it, it looks like a voluntary regime to begin with. And then if the necessary reductions don't happen, then it'll become an imposed sanction. That depends, of course, on all EU council members agreeing to the new provisions. During this time of, you know, energy crisis that we're all facing across Europe, there is a significant risk of rationing. And this response by the Commission, look, it makes absolute sense. Energy efficiency, demand reduction should be the way we should be dealing with this at the outset. However, we must remember that we do have a different situation in Ireland where we are more tied with the UK energy and gas market. So while there is a risk, it is reduced in our case because of our ties with the UK market.
Okay, so the 15% will apply to us. It is voluntary, but it will apply to us as a member state. But your point is, if it gets worse than that, if supplies are really cut off and it dwindles down to nothing, more likely that's going to impact continental and central Europe, certainly sooner than it impacts us. Is that it?
Yeah, so the risk of rationing in continental Europe is very real. In Ireland, we get our gas from Corrib. We get it from the UK through our interconnectors, where there's a diverse mix of supplies. So we have Norwegian gas, British gas, and imported LNG gas. And that's quite a robust, diverse supply. We also have good emergency cooperation procedures between Ireland and the UK in the event of kind of emergency scenarios. So we are reasonably well protected in that respect. As compared to our European continental neighbours.
But a 15% cut, I mean, I'm sure the European Union themselves are probably agnostic as to where it comes from once you can sign up to it. They might have a preference, but it'll be up to individual member states. What's the view of IBEC? What's the view of your members as to how Ireland makes up that 15%? I'm sure there's lots of members who think, hold on, this sounds great in practice. I can't reduce my consumption by 15%.
Yeah, so we have to see how this plays out. So you know, there has been proposals from the Commission where Ireland has got derogations, particularly on energy storage most recently. And the reason for that is because of our close ties with the UK market. We are slightly different. Now, we do have to show solidarity with our members. So efforts that we can all take in all sectors to conserve and reduce energy waste are critically important for European as a whole. But as an island and as an economy here, we are less exposed to this idea of rationing than our European neighbours in the continent.
Ciarán Cuff is with us as well, as I said, the Green Party MEP for Dublin. Ciarán, what is the view in Europe as to how member states individually reach this 15% target, voluntary and all as it is?
Well, I think, as we just said, Ireland is in a much better place. At a European level, countries like Germany and Austria are hugely dependent on gas and Russian gas to keep industry running and to keep the heat on in winter. The message this morning from Commissioner Thierry Breton was we need to substitute for gas, we need solidarity and we need sobriety. I think the sobriety in this instance meant that we have to use fuel wisely. So that can mean turning down the thermostat. It can mean ensuring that we don't waste gas in the coming months. But I think it is a real test for the European Union to show solidarity. And people like Viktor Orban in Hungary are absolutely not going along with that. And I think that it is a real danger point for Europe, where we have to, we are stronger if we're united. And if we each go our own sweet way, there will be problems ahead.
There'll be people listening to that, though, Ciarán, and they'll be horrified at the idea that other member states maybe are going to thumb their nose at this voluntary cut, while you're talking about turning down the thermostat, about consumers shouldering some of the burden.
Well, I think everyone will need to shoulder the burden, and we are much better placed than many other countries insofar as we don't have huge amounts of heavy industry that are dependent on gas. Nonetheless, we do use gas for generating electricity, and we will do our best to ensure that there isn't the prospect of supply disruption. And, you know, we are tied into the UK, but by the same token, we have to work with the European Union, and we will have to work with the UK as we move towards the winter period. Around Europe, the focus has been on filling gas storage in those countries that don't have any gas production. In Ireland, currently, we don't have a significant gas storage. So I think we simply have to navigate this pathway carefully. We have to protect the vulnerable. And in the longer term, we have to move away from fossil fuels because of the volatility that we've seen in recent months. And really, quite often, we are dependent on these fuels from despots or dictators, whether they be in countries like Russia or whether they are in the Gulf states.
Let me bring in Paul Dean, who is the research professor at University College Cork. Paul, there'll be people listening to this, and as with the first question they will have is less about kind of geopolitics and more, how is this going to impact me? What will I be expected to do this winter? Have you any sense of what this might look like, a voluntary cut of 15%? Will it simply be advice to turn down the thermostat, or might it be something more severe?
Yeah, thanks, Ciarán. Look, and today's document really puts into practice what a lot of European member states are already doing in practice. What it essentially means, first of all, would be targeting the large energy users. So for Ireland, that would be primarily manufacturing. Now, as Ciarán said, we don't really have a large manufacturing base here in Ireland, but within the electricity sector, we mean looking to things like data centers. The thing about the relationship between electricity use and gas consumption in Ireland and in other countries is that you need two units of gas to make one unit of electricity. So targeting the electricity sector, first of all, particularly large users, gives you kind of the biggest bang for your buck. You're dealing with a smaller number of people logistically, and from a regulatory perspective, it makes a lot more common sense. Listeners can feel reassured to think that it's not going to trickle down to the residential sector. You know, there is, and the document today is very clear on this, that at all costs, residential users, hospitals, critical infrastructure must be protected. That means you move up the hierarchy, you move up the merit order, in essence, and you look at the large energy consumers. So for us in Ireland, I would expect really to be looking at the large electricity consumers, namely data centres and large manufacturing. Now, many of those already here are starting to self-sanction and use a little bit less electricity, because we're seeing that reflected in the very, very high natural gas prices, which are trickling into electricity prices. So I would primarily expect to see the larger users taking the heavy lifting on this, whereas the residential sector, which tends to be already relatively lean in gas use already, not expected to shoulder much, if any, of the burden.
Conor Minogue of IBEC, how might your members feel about hearing something like that? I'm conscious that they are heavy users of electricity, that maybe the squeeze won't come on the gas side, it'll come indirectly through electricity.
Yeah, and so Ireland has obviously a higher dependence on gas than a lot of other EU member states for its electricity production. The other thing to consider is what Paul said, is about the self-rationing, which we're already seeing happening across industry. The high prices that businesses are experiencing at the moment means they're already, I suppose, maxing out some of their energy efficiency gains that they can make, reducing demand where appropriate or where possible. And but we think that price problem is actually the biggest one Irish industry face going into winter, because prices are going to increase regardless of whether the Russian supply drops. If the Russian supply drops, prices are going to increase even more, and industry needs to prepare for that. So something that we've been working on with government over the last few months is the need for a direct grant support scheme to help businesses through this difficult period. And that's permitted by the Commission under Commission Emergency State Aid Guidelines. So it's something we very much hope to see in the next few weeks unveiled, and to help businesses directly.
Ciarán, however you cut it, whether we're talking about big business or whether we're talking about Mary on the main street in Ballinasloe who has gas heating in her home, whether we're talking about supply, whether we're talking about price, we are facing into a winter of discontent. There's no other way about it, is there?
We absolutely are, and we have to be careful in how we manage this. And in the short term, there will be measures that need to be put in place. But the bigger picture is we saw the highest temperatures ever recorded in the UK and Scotland within the last 24 hours. And the lasting solutions to today's crisis, they lie in reducing demand. That means more renewables, more energy efficiency and low emission technologies. So I think while taking care of people and safeguarding people over the next 6 months, we must also look at the bigger picture of the climate emergency and bring in more retrofitting, more accelerating the move away from fossil fuels.
Paul, how would you assess the state's performance in that regard, the acceleration away from fossil fuels?
It's painfully slow. You know, Ireland is one of the most fossil fuel dependent countries in Europe. 87% of all our energy is fossil fuels. Today, we're spending 1 million euros every single hour. That's not every single day. That's every single hour importing oil and gas and coal into Ireland. For a country that's so rich in renewable resources, so rich in ideas, so rich in innovation, that's a very disappointing place to be in. We need to really pull out all the stops. Now, we've got no playbook for the winter that's coming up, but what we do have is strength in our resources. And what we need now is a policy to row in behind that and support it.
Paul Dean, Research Professor at University College Cork, Conor Minogue, IBEX Senior Executive with Responsibility for Infrastructure, Energy and Environmental Policy, and Ciarán Cough, Green Party MEP for Dublin. Folks, thanks a million for joining me here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.